Welcome to Mind Over Stoic. We're excited you joined us today. This episode is structured to guide you through the foundational concepts of Stoicism and how they can be applied to personal development. Each chapter builds on the last, from understanding the basic tenets of Stoic philosophy to applying these in practical, meaningful ways within your own life. By embracing Stoicism, you will learn how to identify what is truly important in life, control your emotional responses, and act according to your principles, key steps in the journey of self-discovery. Despite its ancient origins, the principles of Stoicism are incredibly relevant to contemporary issues. The modern self-help industry, with its focus on mindfulness, resilience, and happiness, echoes many Stoic practices. In a world where individuals often feel governed by their circumstances, Stoicism teaches empowerment through control over one's reactions and emotions. This philosophy offers a way to navigate the complexities of modern identities and societal roles, encouraging individuals to focus on personal virtue and integrity. Chapter 1. Understanding Stoicism. This chapter provides a comprehensive introduction to Stoicism, a philosophy that has shaped thinking and decision-making for centuries. By examining its origins, key concepts, and foundational principles, we set the stage for a deeper exploration of how Stoicism can facilitate personal growth and self-discovery. Stoicism was founded in Athens by Zeno of Citium in the early 3rd century BCE. It quickly became one of the most influential schools of philosophy in the Hellenistic world and later in the Roman Empire. The philosophy was practiced by slaves, emperors, and everyone in between, illustrating its universal appeal and applicability. Key figures such as Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius further developed and exemplified Stoic principles in their writings and lives, leaving a legacy that remains relevant today. Stoicism is built on three interconnected pillars: logic, physics, natural philosophy, and ethics. Each plays a crucial role in understanding and practicing Stoic philosophy. Logic. Stoics emphasize the importance of reasoning and the development of sound judgment to discern what is true and how best to act. Logic for Stoics also includes the study of arguments, the validity of perception, and cognitive processes. Physics. This refers to the Stoic view of nature and the universe. Stoics believe that everything is interconnected and governed by a rational order, and that understanding nature's logic is essential for living in harmony with the world. Ethics. The most practical and emphasized aspect of Stoicism, Stoic ethics, is concerned with how individuals can live virtuously in a rational and interconnected universe. The primary goal is to achieve a state of apatheia, freedom from passion, through the pursuit of virtue or excellence, leading to flourishing or happiness. Several fundamental concepts are essential for grasping the practical applications of Stoicism. The dichotomy of control. Stoics distinguish sharply between what is in our control, our own thoughts and actions, and what is not, everything external. Mastery of this concept encourages resilience and inner peace. Virtue is the sole good. According to Stoicism, the only true good is virtue, moral excellence, while vice is the only true evil. External factors such as wealth, health, and reputation are considered indifference, neither good nor bad in themselves. Viewing emotions as judgments. Stoics do not seek to eliminate emotions, but rather to transform them by changing our judgments about external events. Emotions are seen as the product of our beliefs and judgments about what is good or bad. Understanding these principles lays a foundational framework for applying Stoicism to everyday life. By learning to appreciate the power of our judgments and focusing only on what we can control, we can dramatically improve our emotional well-being and decision-making processes. The four pillars of Stoicism. While Stoicism is often introduced through its three traditional branches of study, logic, physics, and ethics, it can also be explored through four conceptual pillars that are key to understanding and applying Stoic philosophy effectively. 1. Wisdom. Practical wisdom is the ability to navigate complex situations in a calm, informed manner, making decisions that reflect a deep understanding of ethics and the nature of the world. Wisdom in Stoicism involves knowing what is right, what is essential, and how to choose the proper response to every situation. 2. Courage. This pillar is not just about bravery in the face of physical danger, but also the moral courage to stand up for what is right, to speak truthfully, and to adhere to one's principles despite external pressures. It encompasses the endurance of pain or hardship without the disruption of one's inner peace. Chapter 2. The Stoic Self, Identity Through Virtue. In this chapter, we explore how Stoicism teaches the cultivation of personal identity through the pursuit of virtue. This Stoic approach is not about self-improvement for mere personal gain, but about aligning oneself with universal principles of good, thereby discovering one's truest and most authentic self. Understanding and practicing the Stoic virtues can lead to profound insights into one's character and capabilities, fostering a strong, resilient identity. Developing a Stoic identity. Each of the cardinal virtues plays a critical role in the development of a Stoic identity. 1. Self-awareness through wisdom. Stoicism promotes a deep introspection of one's values and actions, encouraging an alignment with reasoned judgment. This involves continuous learning and self-assessment to ensure one's beliefs and actions are in harmony with ethical living. 2. Resilience through courage. Developing courage allows one to stand firm in their convictions and values in the face of adversity, contributing to a strong and consistent identity. It teaches one to accept and overcome fears, leading to greater personal growth. 3. Social harmony through justice. By practicing justice, one cultivates a sense of responsibility and fairness towards others, which is essential for building and maintaining healthy relationships. This external practice reflects internally, solidifying one's identity in relation to the community and society. 4. Balance through temperance. Temperance helps maintain balance by moderating extremes in behavior and emotion. This virtue is crucial in developing a disciplined approach to personal desires and impulses, fostering a stable character. Practical exercises for cultivating virtue. To integrate these virtues into daily life, Stoicism offers several practical exercises. Daily reflection. Engage in evening reflection to assess decisions and actions against Stoic virtues. Identify moments where you could have acted more virtuously and plan improvements for the future. Journaling. Maintain a Stoic journal to document thoughts, emotions, and experiences. Use it as a tool to observe progress in virtue cultivation and self-understanding. Role models. Study the lives and writings of Stoic philosophers and other individuals who embody Stoic virtues. Reflect on how they handled various situations and strive to emulate their best qualities. Mindfulness, meditation. Practice mindfulness to enhance self-control and presence. This helps in moderating reactions and aligning actions more closely with Stoic principles. Chapter 3. Control and Acceptance. Managing what's in our power. In this chapter, we delve deeper into one of Stoicism's most distinctive and empowering concepts, the dichotomy of control. This principle is fundamental in Stoicism and serves as a practical guide to fostering acceptance and taking effective action in our lives. Understanding and applying this concept can lead to significant improvements in personal resilience, contentment, and efficiency. Understanding the dichotomy of control. The dichotomy of control distinguishes between what is within our control, our thoughts, decisions, and actions, and what is beyond our control, everything else, including the actions of others, most external events, and outcomes. This concept is not only about accepting limits, but also about recognizing where we truly have power to affect change. Key aspects of control. 1. Internal control. Thoughts and beliefs. Our interpretations and beliefs about our experiences shape our emotions and reactions. By controlling these interpretations, we can maintain emotional equilibrium and a clear mind. Decisions and actions. Every decision and action is within our control. This understanding empowers us to act according to our values and virtues, regardless of external pressures. 2. External uncontrollables. Outcomes. While we can influence outcomes through our actions, the final results often depend on factors beyond our control. Others' actions and thoughts. We cannot control what others think, feel, or do. Accepting this can reduce frustration and interpersonal conflict. To practically apply this stoic principle, one can engage in several exercises designed to reinforce the acceptance of what we cannot change and the focused action on what we can. Daily review. At the end of each day, review the events and your responses. Identify what was within your control and what was not. Reflect on how well you managed both aspects. Control focus meditation. Regularly practice meditation, focusing on separating your actions and thoughts from external outcomes. This practice helps reinforce the internal locus of control. Scenario planning. When facing decisions, distinguish between your actions and potential outcomes. Prepare for different scenarios by focusing on your response rather than the event itself. Letting go rituals. Create personal rituals or habits that symbolize the release of what you cannot control, such as writing down worries about uncontrollables and physically discarding them. Real-life applications. Embracing only what we can control. This principle has wide applications in personal and professional life, personal relationships. In relationships, focus on being compassionate and honest in your interactions rather than trying to change or control the other person. Workplace efficiency. At work, concentrate on your tasks and responsibilities, letting go of the anxiety about the overall project outcome, which might depend on many other factors. Mental health. For mental health, this principle teaches us to focus on our actions towards recovery and well-being, accepting that some aspects of our condition may be beyond direct control. Chapter 4. Transforming challenges into opportunities. This chapter delves into one of the most empowering aspects of Stoic philosophy: the transformation of adversity into opportunities for growth and self-improvement. By embracing challenges and reframing them as tests of character and virtue, we can use Stoicism to not only withstand hardships, but to thrive through them. This perspective shift is a cornerstone of building resilience and a deep sense of personal fulfillment. Stoics view adversity not as a hindrance, but as an essential part of life that tests and strengthens virtue. According to Stoicism, obstacles are opportunities in disguise that help us practice and solidify our commitment to living virtuously. They bring forth the chance to apply Stoic principles in real-world situations, allowing us to grow stronger and more composed with each challenge. Key principles for transforming challenges. 1. The obstacle is the way. Inspired by Marcus Aurelius's meditations, this principle suggests that the path to personal growth often runs directly through the obstacles we face. Rather than avoiding difficulties, we should move towards them, using them as pathways to fortitude and wisdom. 2. 2. Amor Fati, love of fate. This concept encourages us to embrace whatever life throws at us, not just to accept it grudgingly, but to love it, and to see it as something that is necessary for our development. This radical acceptance allows us to find joy and purpose in the struggles we endure. 3. Premeditatio malorum, premeditation of evils. This practice involves visualizing potential challenges and setbacks. By mentally preparing for the worst-case scenarios, we reduce the shock and paralysis that can accompany unexpected difficulties, equipping ourselves to handle them more effectively when they do arise. Practical exercises for harnessing adversity. Several Stoic exercises can help individuals actively transform their challenges into growth opportunities. Voluntary discomfort. Periodically engage in acts of voluntary discomfort, such as taking cold showers or fasting, to strengthen your resilience and reduce the fear of discomfort. This practice prepares you for times when you might face real adversity. Reflection on impermanence. Regularly contemplate the impermanence of all things, including your own challenges. This helps to contextualize and diminish the perceived magnitude of your problems. Adversity journaling. Keep a journal where you write about the challenges you face and reflect on how each has helped you grow. This not only provides perspective, but also reinforces the benefits of enduring hardship. Adopting a Stoic approach to challenges can be transformative in various areas of life. Personal development. Each challenge faced with a Stoic mindset contributes to a deeper understanding of self and a more profound capacity for emotional regulation and personal integrity. Professional growth. In the workplace, viewing difficult projects, tight deadlines, and even conflicts as opportunities to develop skills and demonstrate leadership can significantly enhance career development. Relationship resilience. In relationships, challenges can strengthen bonds if approached with honesty, patience, and understanding, turning potential conflicts into moments of mutual growth. Chapter 5. Emotional wisdom and clarity. In this chapter, we explore the Stoic approach to emotions, emphasizing the development of emotional wisdom and clarity through rational judgment. Stoicism teaches that emotions are not random or uncontrollable forces, but rather responses based on our judgments and beliefs. By understanding and refining these underlying judgments, we can achieve a greater sense of emotional equilibrium and insight into our deeper selves. Stoicism does not advocate for the suppression of emotions, but rather for their transformation through reason. According to Stoic philosophy, emotions are primarily the products of our judgments about what we believe is good or bad. If we can change these judgments, we can change our emotional responses. This approach allows for a more thoughtful interaction with our feelings, leading to emotional resilience and wisdom. Key concepts for managing emotions. 1. Emotions as judgments. Understanding that emotions stem from our judgments, Stoics believe that by altering these judgments, we can maintain control over our reactions. For instance, anger arises not simply because of an event, but because of our belief that we have been wronged or treated unfairly. 2. Proto-passions. Propateiae. These are the initial involuntary reactions we experience in response to stimuli, like flinching when surprised. Stoicism teaches awareness of these proto-passions and distinguishes them from fully formed emotional responses, which are within our control. 3. Assent to impressions. This concept involves our decision to accept or reject initial impressions. By withholding assent until we have rationally assessed our impressions, we can prevent inappropriate or excessive emotional responses. Practical exercises for emotional management. Several Stoic exercises can help cultivate emotional wisdom and clarity. Cognitive distancing. Practice observing your emotions as if from an outsider's perspective. This detachment helps to assess the rationality of your responses and adjust your judgments accordingly. Reflective meditation. Regularly meditate on events that trigger strong emotions. Reflect on why these events have such an impact and whether your emotional response aligns with rational judgment. The view from above. This visualization technique involves imagining oneself from an elevated perspective to see the bigger picture. It helps in understanding the relative insignificance of many emotional triggers. Implementing stoic strategies for emotional management can profoundly affect various aspects of life, interpersonal relationships. Better emotional regulation leads to more harmonious relationships. Understanding and moderating emotional responses can prevent conflicts and promote empathy and understanding. Stress management. By reassessing the judgments that lead to stress, you can reduce its impact on your life. This helps in tackling challenges more calmly and effectively. Personal development, greater emotional clarity and wisdom facilitate deeper self-knowledge and personal growth. It allows for a more authentic expression of the self, free from uncontrolled emotional disturbances. Chapter 6. The Social Stoic, Relationships and External Affairs. In this chapter, we explore the Stoic approach to social relationships and external interactions, emphasizing how Stoicism can enhance one's engagement with others and contribute positively to society. Stoicism provides a framework for understanding our roles and responsibilities within our communities and offers practical advice on maintaining integrity and authenticity in our dealings with others. Stoicism teaches that we are inherently social beings and that our well-being is closely tied to our relationships and the communities to which we belong. The philosophy advocates for virtues like justice, fairness, and kindness, which are crucial in social interactions. Key concepts for navigating social relationships. 1. Justice and fair dealing. Central to Stoic ethics, justice involves treating others fairly and with dignity, recognizing their rational nature. This means advocating for equality, practicing empathy, and engaging in acts of generosity and service. 2. Oikeiosis, appropriation. This concept refers to the natural process by which a Stoic extends care from oneself to others. It begins with self-preservation and expands outward to include family, friends, and eventually all humanity, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all people. 3. Cosmopolitanism. Stoics consider themselves citizens of the world, advocating for global human community and mutual respect across cultural and national divides. This broad perspective encourages tolerance and understanding in international and multicultural contexts. Several Stoic practices can foster healthier and more fulfilling social interactions. Role play and perspective taking. Regularly practice seeing situations from others' perspectives to develop empathy and reduce conflicts. This can involve imagining yourself in someone else's position or reflecting on their possible thoughts and feelings. Community involvement. Actively participate in community service or social activism. This aligns with the Stoic duty to contribute positively to society and helps in practicing the virtues of justice and kindness. Daily reflections on interactions. At the end of each day, reflect on your social interactions. Assess how well you upheld Stoic virtues and consider what improvements could be made to treat others more justly and kindly. The Stoic approach to social relationships has practical implications across various dimensions of life. Personal relationships, By practicing Stoic virtues, one can build stronger, more resilient personal relationships that are based on mutual respect and understanding, rather than on fleeting emotions or selfish desires. Workplace dynamics. In professional settings, Stoicism encourages integrity, fairness, and collaboration. These virtues help in navigating office politics, leading teams with compassion, and making ethical decisions. Global citizenship, the Stoic principle of cosmopolitanism, promotes a sense of responsibility towards global challenges such as climate change, poverty, and inequality, fostering actions that support global well-being. Chapter 7. Mindfulness and Meditation. Stoic practices for daily life. In this chapter, we delve into the Stoic practices of mindfulness and meditation, highlighting their importance in maintaining a Stoic mindset and enhancing one's ability to live according to Stoic principles. These practices are crucial for developing awareness, self-control, and emotional resilience, allowing individuals to cultivate a life of virtue and wisdom. Mindfulness in Stoicism involves an active awareness of our thoughts, actions, and emotions, ensuring they are in alignment with Stoic virtues. This conscious attention helps prevent unwise or knee-jerk reactions to external events, promoting a life led by reason and virtue. Stoic meditation differs somewhat from other forms, focusing less on emptying the mind and more on reflecting critically on one's thoughts and behaviors. The goal is to reinforce commitment to Stoic values and to train oneself to respond to life's challenges with calmness and rationality. Key techniques in Stoic mindfulness and meditation. 1. Premeditation of adversities. Premeditatio malorum. This technique involves anticipating potential challenges and setbacks and preparing oneself to handle them with grace. By mentally rehearsing how to respond virtuously to difficult situations, one builds resilience and reduces anxiety about the future. 2. Daily self-reflection, the evening review. Each evening, Stoics recommend reflecting on the day's events and one's responses to them. This practice helps identify areas where one acted well in alignment with Stoic principles and areas where improvements are needed. 3. Mindful attention to the present moment. Stoics practice focusing fully on the task at hand, whether it's speaking, eating, or working. This attention to the present prevents distraction and helps cultivate depth and quality in one's actions. Journaling. Keeping a daily journal where one records thoughts, struggles, successes, and insights can enhance self-awareness and promote consistent application of Stoic principles. Mindful eating and walking. Practice being fully present during everyday activities like eating or walking. This helps train the mind to focus and resist distractions, enhancing the quality of both mundane and significant tasks. Reflection. Prompts. Use specific questions to guide your evening reflections, such as, "What did I do well today? What could I have done differently?" and "What did I learn about myself and others?" The application of Stoic mindfulness and meditation can profoundly impact various areas of life. Personal growth. These practices foster greater emotional intelligence and self-control, crucial for personal development and ethical living. Professional effectiveness. In the workplace, Stoic mindfulness enhances focus and decision-making, leading to better performance and less reactive stress management. Relationship management. By being more present and reflective, individuals can improve their interactions with others, responding more thoughtfully and less impulsively. Chapter 8. Living Authentically. Applying Stoicism to Achieve Personal Goals. In this final chapter, we examine how Stoicism can be effectively applied to personal goal setting and achievement, emphasizing the pursuit of an authentic life aligned with one's deepest values. This chapter provides strategies for integrating Stoic principles into personal and professional ambitions, fostering a life that not only strives for external success, but also remains true to internal moral convictions. Stoicism teaches that true fulfillment comes from living in accordance with nature, both our own nature and the nature of the universe. This alignment requires a deep understanding of one's values and virtues, and living in a way that consistently reflects them. Authenticity in this context is about making choices that resonate with our core ethical beliefs, ensuring that our goals and the means we use to achieve them are virtuous. Strategies for aligning goals with Stoic values. 1. Value-driven goal setting. Begin with a clear understanding of your core Stoic values, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, and set goals that promote these virtues. For example, if valuing justice, one might aim to work in fields that advocate for fairness and equity. 2. Use of Stoic decision-making models. When faced with choices, employ Stoic decision-making techniques that emphasize rational analysis and ethical integrity. This might involve asking whether a potential action is just, whether it promotes wisdom, or whether it supports temperance and courage. 3. Stoic reflection in planning. Regularly reflect on your life's direction and how well it aligns with Stoic principles. Adjust your goals as necessary to ensure they continue to reflect your deepest values. Practical exercises for Stoic goal achievement. Stoic visualization. Use visualization techniques to imagine achieving your goals in a way that upholds Stoic virtues. Consider the challenges you might face and mentally rehearse how to handle them with Stoic resilience and integrity. The role of virtue in goal progression. Regularly assess not just what you have achieved, but how you have achieved it. Are your methods and processes consistent with Stoic teachings? If not, what adjustments can be made? Integration of daily Stoic practices. Incorporate Stoic exercises like the morning meditation on adversity and the evening review into your daily routine to maintain focus on your Stoic path as you work towards your goals. Applying Stoicism to goal achievement can transform various aspects of life. Personal development. Set personal development goals that focus on cultivating virtues rather than just achieving external markers of success, like career advancement or material acquisitions. Professional success. Approach your professional life with integrity, using Stoic principles to handle workplace challenges and leadership responsibilities. Relationships and community involvement. Aim to enrich your relationships and contribute positively to your community by setting goals that reflect Stoic ideals of justice, compassion, and public service. As we conclude our exploration of how Stoicism can assist in finding oneself, it's important to recognize that adopting Stoic principles is not about reaching a final state of perfection, but about engaging in a continual process of growth and self-discovery. Stoicism provides not just a philosophy, but a practical toolkit for living wisely and well, guiding us through life's challenges and enriching our experiences along the way. The insights gleaned from Stoicism are timeless. They offer guidance on managing emotions, fostering strong relationships, and living in harmony with the world. These principles encourage us to focus on what truly matters, our character and our actions, rather than external rewards or recognition. By embracing Stoic wisdom, we learn to appreciate life's complexities and to respond with virtue, resilience, and grace. In our modern world, filled with distractions and constant pressures, Stoicism's call to focus on what we can control is more relevant than ever. It teaches us to live with purpose and intention, minimizing worries about things outside our influence. The Stoic journey involves daily practices that ground us, helping us navigate both ordinary stresses and extraordinary challenges with composure and clarity. While much of Stoicism focuses on personal virtue and self-management, it is equally about contributing positively to society. By practicing Stoic principles, we not only improve our own lives, but also influence those around us in positive ways. Engaging with others who share these values can enhance our understanding and application of Stoicism, creating a supportive network that fosters collective growth and well-being. As you continue on your Stoic path, remember that every day offers new opportunities to practice and embody Stoic virtues. The journey towards self-discovery and personal excellence is ongoing, filled with both challenges and rewards. Keep the Stoic teachings close, as they are not just philosophical ideals, but practical guides that can lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. This episode is just the beginning of your exploration into Stoicism. Listeners are encouraged to further study Stoic texts, engage with community discussions, and practice daily Stoic exercises. The path of Stoicism is rich with insights and wisdom, providing a robust framework for anyone seeking to live a thoughtful, purposeful life. As Marcus Aurelius reminds us, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. Let this Stoic wisdom guide you not toward revenge, but toward becoming your best self, undisturbed by external turmoil and steadfast in your pursuit of virtue. This is the essence of Stoicism and the heart of a life well lived. Be sure to follow, download, and subscribe to our podcast for more Stoic wisdom and insights. Should you have any questions, or if you wish to provide feedback or request specific content, please reach out to us at mindoverstoic@gmail.com or visit our website at mindoverstoic.com. We thank you. Stay Stoic.